This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
I wonder if you can remember the last time you ate at a Hard Rock Cafe. Well, for me, it's been a while, but apparently I'm an outlier because it turns out the Hard Rock Cafe, which was founded more than four decades ago, is actually growing. Vanessa Wong is a reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek, and she recently took a look at what's given the chain such staying power. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, David.
So there is a Hard Rock Cafe in downtown D.C. where I live, and I walk by it from time to time, and I'm struck by what I see there, and that is just masses of middle school students and parent chaperones. It strikes me that that seems like its main clientele. Am I wrong about that?
No, you are totally right. The Hard Rock Cafe works very closely with school groups and tour groups. And I recently went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, and it was the same deal. And that's like a gigantic restaurant. I think it seats more than 700 people.
Wow.
And anyone there older than 12 was ancient. So,
you know, not too long ago, I guess, this used to be a thing, right? Like theme restaurants were a big deal. There was the Hard Rock Cafe. There was Planet Hollywood. These were everywhere.
Yeah, there was a giant boom in the theme restaurant concept in the 90s. And they blame some of their outdated image on kind of like the proliferation of the theme restaurant and say that at some point, you know, consumers just couldn't even tell the difference between a Hard Rock and a Planet Hollywood, which is something they found very offensive. So now Planet Hollywood is down to, you know, fewer than 10 restaurants.
Wow. That few.
Yeah, competition from Planet Hollywood has fallen away. And so they think that in terms of the theme restaurant market, they're really poised to rule.
Who owns the Hard Rock Cafe chain? Is it owned by musicians or Hollywood entertainment types? I mean, who owns this place?
So the Hard Rock Cafe is actually owned by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, who bought the company in 2007 from their previous owner, Rank, which sold the Hard Rock when sales were slipping so that they could focus instead on their casino business, which is interesting because Hard Rock Cafe ended up, you know, building its casino business after that anyway.
And there's been a lot of growth, right? I mean, the casinos, the hotels, they've been expanding all around the world.
Exactly. So they've opened their first hotel and casino in Las Vegas in 1995. And now the company has 19 hotels and 9 casinos around the world. And they're opening 6 more. There's a new casino coming in Hungary. And the casinos are, of course, a big profit driver for the company. So they're hoping that they can keep people interested in the Hard Rock brand more generally by, you know, keeping them at their hotels, you know, in their 20s and 30s, and then in their older years to come to the casinos.
So I wonder if you think that this strategy is going to work. In other words, is Hard Rock Cafe going to be able to broaden its appeal and get folks who aren't middle school students and their parents into their restaurants?
I think that as long as they offer tourists a good enough experience while they're there, they're probably likely to visit another Hard Rock at another location the next time they're traveling to a place where it's hard to find a good hamburger.
Vanessa Wong's a reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek. You can find a link to her piece about Hard Rock Cafe on our website, marketplace.org. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you, David.